This is a message delivered on April 11th, 2021 by Pastor Himchan Jong. The message title is As a Shining Flock. The scripture passage is from Book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Good morning, everyone. Today, we celebrate the 67th anniversary of the founding of Tsuchiura Megumi Church. During the 67 years, God blessed us so much. This church has a full of diversity and richness. Let us seek the Lord's voice in the Word, hoping that the Lord will always give this church a vibrant joy. Please turn to a Book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping, and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. As the two were heading for the temple courts, something amazing happened. When Peter and John were going to the temple court at the time of prayer, a man was carried there. He was born lame. Since he had to be carried by others, he was not able to stand up to walk. He was not able to walk at all. The reason he was carried is written in the second half of verse 2. He was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. He was begging from those who were passing through the gate. The temple gate called Beautiful was on the east side of the temple of Jerusalem. By passing through this gate and going straight, it leads to the holy place, God's temple. This was the entrance gate to the temple. The reason this gate was called Beautiful was that it was made of brass and gold and silver. It was a brilliantly shining, beautiful gate. The man was carried to this gate, and he began to beg from those who passed through the gate. It is written that he was put there every day. He probably had to beg every day to make his living. He was begging to live from one day to another, day after day. Just imagine, a man was begging in front of the brilliantly shining gate that led to the temple courts for prayer. What do you see? The gate and the man were in contrast. but this man likely knew it well. Shame that he had to beg. Extreme loneliness brought by the cold look of passers-by. As he looked at those who entered the temple, he must have thought, "If God exists, why am I lame like this?" And that thought might have brought about a rage in his heart. He must have suffered all kinds of hardships. Or he might have already passed that stage, and he might have lost such feelings. In chapter 4, verse 22, it is written, "For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old." More than 40 years from his birth, he was not able to walk, and how unbearable, hard, and unreasonable days he must have lived. When I imagine his day-to-day life, I wonder if he might have lost every sense of feelings. Only one sense that was left with him was to detect someone passing by in front of him, and it must have been sharpened. He must have begged from Peter and John, as he always did to those who passed by, but the voice he raised was the beginning of his life change. Verse 4. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Peter and John were different from those who passed by in front of him until that moment. They were different from those who left money with him because he heard from them the words that he had never heard before. "Look at us," they said. This must have surprised him. He must have wondered what happened, and he must have tried to understand what was going on. At that moment, some thought sprang up that he had forgotten for a long time. What was it? It was a hope. Something great might be given to him. His head that was down before is now up, and he was looking up to the two gentlemen with a hope. When he looked up, he and Peter and John must have looked at each other, because both Peter and John were already staring at him. The two understood what hope this man had from his eyes. But Peter and John continued to look at him. What they were looking at was not the superficial hope this man had, but something deeper in his heart. What was in the depths of his heart? It was the wish from the bottom of his heart, which he might have forgotten where he lost. And Peter said, verse 6, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Silver or gold I do not have. Peter did not have silver or gold that was wished by this man. Instead, Peter had something else. It was Jesus Christ. Were Peter and John special people? No. They were the same human beings as those who passed by in front of this man. Peter and John did not have silver or gold. Probably, they were the poorest among those who passed by in front of him. But Peter and John were special because they were convinced that Jesus Christ would make this man live. They were special because they were not controlled by how to make their life that day. They were governed by the one who controlled not only that very day, but also all the days of their lives. Have we not lost or forgotten that the one who lives in us has the real power? Are we not hoping to gain the power of silver and gold, or a power that can dramatically change the situation? When we stumble, are we not thinking that we deserve to give up the hope and to become insensitive? We have no silver or gold. It is foolish and vain to seek for silver and gold in a life. Let us remember what we have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Verses 7 and 8. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Whatever happens in our life, we can still stand up. Whatever happens in our life, we have someone who helps us stand up again. We are weak, but the Lord is strong. That is not all. The Lord helps us to stand up. And surprisingly, now the Lord is inviting us to help others stand up. Peter and John did so. I would like us to remember one thing about them, which is where they came from. We can find it in the passage prior to today's passage. Let us look at Book of Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Where did John and Peter come from? They came from the church. They were the apostles who represented the church. What they did was the work of the church. We also live in the same church. The passage we have just read writes about the status of the first church in history. In fact, when I read this passage, I was so thankful to God, and it made me happy. The reason it made me happy was that what was written there about the first church overlapped with what I see in Megumi Church. Verse 43, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Yes, Megumi Church is a group of the believers who live in worship. Verse 44, all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. To build this church building, many believers dedicated themselves to the Lord. Now a project of a new pastor's residence is ongoing. What we share in common is not only property or possessions, but everything: our effort, knowledge, time, talents. We use for the Lord what was given by the Lord. I have seen it happening many times in this church. Each time when I see it, I'm challenged. Verse 46, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. We miss home Bible studies and delicious Megumi Udon lunch. We look forward to the day that they will be resumed. What about this, verse 47, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Enjoying the favor of all the people, and the number of those who were saved were added every day. Maybe we are still on the way about this. But let us remember, when we continue faithfully and obediently to live in worship, to use all we have for the Lord, and to share with others, this passage will be fulfilled in us. It is one of the important philosophies that our church aims as a group which shines in the local community. What is unbelievable happened to the lame man who was begging in front of the gate called Beautiful. His legs were healed and he began to walk. Was the fact that his legs were strengthened to walk the most pleasing to this man and to God who healed him? I don't think so. Verses 7 through 10. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. The greatest thing that happened to this man on this day was the fact that he was enjoying God from his heart. The fact that he was praising God. He entered the temple for the first time in 40 years, jumping and praising. He became a man who worshipped God from his heart. He entered the temple with Peter and John. Yes, he became one of those who lived in the church. He must have been brightly shining more than the brightness of the gate called Beautiful. The church is a group who is made shine by Lord Jesus, and the church is a group which makes people shine by Lord Jesus. Let us pursue to become a church in which God is praised, and a church that makes people's lives shine. A church which shines in the local community by surprising people by seeing us praising and enjoying God from our heart, a church as a shining group. When we pursue this, I'm sure the favor of all the people will follow naturally. What is important is not to look at what we do not have, but to believe what we already have. Let us stand up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and walk. Let us pray.